Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to some other kind of weather that we're not enjoying much. And, you know, this morning I want to talk about grilling. And I know some folks have their grills ready to go year round. They may be in a protected area and there's no getting the grill out because it's already there. And if you've been planning to do that this weekend, well, you may want a little protected area from the wind and the cold. But nonetheless, this for most people, this is the season. You know, Memorial Day is sort of the unofficial beginning of summer. So certainly the unofficial beginning for grilling. And most people, I think, started out grilling and still continue to grill meat. But what about all the other possibilities? Veggies, including greens, fruit, desserts. It's all possible. And while you have the grill hot for the meat or the fish you're doing, you might as well think about doing some veggies and fruit or other while you've got it going hot. So what about, I want to talk mostly about vegetables. And this may be a way to get people to eat vegetables who say, I don't like those things, because grilling, as actually roasting in your oven, but grilling all brings out the natural sweetness in vegetables. And we don't often think about vegetables being sweet, but they do have, almost all vegetables have some natural sugar, and the grilling brings that out and can change the flavor in a good way. I particularly want to mention radishes, because people go, oh, I don't like radishes. Well, it almost changes it to a different kind of vegetable. So I think there's no veggie or green thing that's off the possibility. Some general things to think about. If you're doing a variety of vegetables at the same time, think about how long it takes some to cook. Perhaps there's some that you want to cut thinner, some thicker, because of the way that they get done. And there may even be some that you'd like to pre-cook a bit. If they take longer to cook, you could just stick them in the microwave for a few minutes, get them partially done before you put them on the grill with the other vegetables. A general ingredient to use is olive oil. And that goes on the vegetables. You know, put them in a container and shake them around, or use a brush to brush them down. But olive oil will keep them from sticking, and also it's just a natural go with vegetables. And then plan to season simply. Salt and pepper put on before they're grilled. Just the simplest thing to do. And of course, you can always use some herbs and other seasonings if you like, but you can just keep it simple, quick and easy. Heat required for most vegetables and fruits would be a medium kind of heat. That's between 350 and 450 degrees, and we'll talk about that again in a minute. And then if your grill has a lid, and most do, it really is helpful to the vegetables to be able to close that lid after you've put them on initially. Most of them will do better if, in between, just like meat, partway through you're going to turn them over. So some tools that will help. You know, you don't want those vegetables falling through the grill. So there's some pretty easy things. You can invest in a really expensive stainless steel grill basket. I saw one on the market for about $75. Not on my list. But there are a variety of grill baskets, or just little wire frames. When I went shopping for grilling tools a few years ago, I found these little wire squares that are perfect. And they are found in the hardware store or even the grocery store where other grilling accessories are found. There also, I found some aluminum, heavier duty aluminum kinds of grates that you just set on your own grill grate. And at the very least, if you say, okay, I don't have anything handy, but you have some aluminum foil, just double that over and punch a few holes in it, and you have a grill basket handy-made. And then what about serving? You'd think, well, if I'm going to grill vegetables, I'm just going to take them off the grill and put them on my plate. Yeah, that's the easiest thing to do, the fastest thing to do. But if you want to get a little out there and do something different, grilled vegetables are great added to a green toss salad and also to pasta salads, which you, of course, could do ahead. Grill some up while you've got the grill hot and cool them down, and then later add them to your pasta salad so you have a cold salad. That flavor will still be there. So maybe expand what you've done in the past in terms of how you serve those vegetables. What about getting that grate ready to go? After you've done some grilling, of course, there's often some kinds of things that have stuck to the grill. First of all, what kind of grill grates do you have? Are they porcelain? Are they cast iron? Are they stainless steel? Might be good, if you still have them, to take a look at the instructions, if you haven't already done that, to see what they suggest for cleaning. But for most people, and grillers, those seasoned grillers, they say you just turn up the heat, get those grates really hot, and most anything that's stuck, you can just scrape right off with a grill brush, or the one I found, if you have heavy-duty grates, is the one that's actually made out of cast iron, a little roller kind of thing that really is tough. Also, a little soap and water isn't a bad thing. Perhaps once a month if you do a lot of grilling, or less often if you don't do much grilling, take those grills off or those grates off and soak them in some soap and water. And then, of course, you may have to season them again, add a little oil again. But the little soap and water doesn't hurt them. Another thing that can help take some of that past cooking off is to do a steam bath. And for that, you just set a can of water, a can that can get really hot, and turn the grill up or get the grill heated to about 600 degrees. Let it sit in there so that the steam really gets all over the grill. And again, most of the cleaning of those grates will be done very easily. Now, we talked about heat. How do you tell what heat? Well, perhaps you have a thermometer right there built into your grill, and so easy peasy, you know what the temperature is. But then there's that old-fashioned method where you heat your hand. You know, hold your hand over the heat not real high off, kind of close to where the food would be, and count 1,001, 1,002. That's about a second. And for medium heat, that's what we talked about for fruits and vegetables and all of the things, maybe other than meat, but some meats may be at that temperature too. Medium heat, that's 350. Just like, if you're a baker, you know that the medium heat in your oven is 350. Keep that in mind. The medium heat for your grill is also 350 to 450. And that's 5 to 7 seconds. Hold your hand there till it gets pretty hot, not too hot, and 5 to 7 seconds, and you have a medium heat. Of course, high heat will be 450 to 550. That's only 2 to 4 seconds. And a low heat is 250 to 350, 8 to 10 seconds. So again, that medium heat, 5 to 7 seconds equals 350 to 450 degrees. Let's think about some other things that you might do on the grill. I mentioned fruit. And stone fruits, like peaches, is one of the really super-duper delicious fruits to put on the grill. And, of course, you take the pit out and grill it on the flush side down. And then you can have some toppings ready to put on it. Ice cream is good, but you might have some other fruit kinds of toppings, some other toppings that could go on that fruit. But all kinds of fruit, just don't be afraid to try something out. And I want to go back to veggies just a minute. Yeah, we've done greens. you just because you're grilling doesn't mean you can't do some greens. Like I have done kale leaves, and you just grill them till they get a little crispy, and hey, they've changed the flavor a little bit. Pretty good. For other greens, if you can cut crosswise into like romaine lettuce, and you get kind of like cutting across a head of cauliflower, you get kind of like a steak, a piece that will hold together. That's a good way to do some greens. So put that on your list to try. And mushrooms. Some people love mushrooms. So think broadly. And then I mentioned dessert, angel food cake with a little butter on each side and then put on the grill is absolutely yummy. So remember to use that grill for all kinds of foods and enjoy your summer. Until next time, here's a thought. The hardest thing in life to learn is which bridge to cross and which to burn.